Well, hello, Community Church Sebastopol. How are you? Good morning. I bring you greetings from the Northern California Nevada Conference, from our conference minister, Reverend Diane Weibel, our other associate conference minister, Daniel Ross Jones, and I am delighted to be here with you all on this morning. Thank you for having me and for inviting me to spend a little time to get to know you and to share a little word on this morning. If you would pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to thee, O God. Fill me and use me for thy service. Open our eyes and our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I look around and I was saying, I don't see a clock. So I'm going to make sure I pay attention to time as well. There was someone who, his name was Robert Short, and he said, lots of knowledge, but little understanding. Lots of means, but little meaning. Lots of know-how, but little know-why. Lots of sight, but little insight. Wisdom calls. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? One church committed, a person that I know, a church member said, some people are hard of hearing, and some people are hard of listening. And I said to myself, I think I'm a little of both. Maybe we hear God's word, but we want to ignore it. And maybe we hear it when we're busy and anxious and we feel assured and comfort. Maybe wisdom whispers and we close our ears. One definition of wisdom is knowledge of what is true and right, coupled with just judgment as to action. In other words, the writer says, wisdom is knowing what to do and how to do it. I read something and I said, I wish I had read this when I was, my daughter's here with me this morning, my Kayla, and she's 20. And I said, I wish that I had read this when I was her age. And it says, getting wisdom should precede getting a high school diploma. And getting wisdom should precede getting a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Getting wisdom should precede getting a driver's license. Getting wisdom should precede getting a college degree. Getting wisdom should precede getting a job or making a career choice. Getting wisdom should precede getting married and having children. Getting wisdom should precede getting into ministry. And getting wisdom should precede and getting a house or a car or anything. And I tend to agree with this writer because there have been times while I was growing up where I just jumped into things and then you look back and say, I wish I had. How many of you have said that once, at least once in your life? Right? You know, I wish I had have done it this way or had not done it at all. And wisdom was whispering. Every now and then you would say, you know, something in my spirit told me to go that way. Amen. Or something in my spirit told me I shouldn't have said that, but we pressed on anyhow. And that was wisdom whispering saying, pay attention. I normally don't share personal stories in my preaching, but today I wanted to because it honors my father, who his birthday would have been Wednesday, and he passed last November. And wisdom had whispered to me and said to give him a birthday party. And he was turning 68, so it wasn't a milestone birthday or anything, but wisdom whispered to me, and I listened. And all of his friends came, and they celebrated with his children and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren. And he was called home to be with the Lord November 10th last year. And I said to myself, I'm so glad that when wisdom whispered, I paid attention this time. I didn't allow my busy schedule to discourage me from throwing this last-minute birthday party. I was grateful that I was a good listener and that I didn't close my ears. And when I look back over my life, and I'm sure if you look back over your life, wisdom whispered, and we and you and I, we were hard listeners. Amen? The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of the Creator's acts a long time ago, Proverbs 8 and 22. What we make of the fact that wisdom was God's first thing. Wisdom isn't just a thing. It's wisdom is God's creation. God's creation before the stars and the flowers and the lakes and the gerbils and the human beings. And they all point back to wisdom. One recent generation brought a word, this one single word to respond to when they would say things with my daughter's generation. And if someone said something wise or insightful or true, they would say, word? And it was like the modern day amen. And I think about that as, you know, I kind of have, my daughter says I have no sense of humor, and every now and then I think I do. And I said, I can imagine that wisdom, that she was sitting with God, and after God would do something that was awesome, Rachel, that she would say, word. And I just thought about it that way, that it's how many times when you look back over your life and you realize that you had lined up and you did everything and you was like, hey, man, that worked out okay. And the children now say, word, that worked out okay. And there's sometimes you said, I wish I would have listened to wisdom's call. Before the mountains had been shaped and before the hills had been brought forth and when God had not yet made the earth and the fields, wisdom was there. If you were wisdom, why would you even care about the water or the mountains or the fields or the soil? What do they have to do with you, one may say. But living a wise and earthly life go hand in hand with God, our Creator. God creates us, mind, body, and soul, to live well and wisely in the creation of what God called good. And nowadays, we're in the midst of so much turmoil where things are not considered good. People are not considered good because of differences, because of the lack of. But wisdom whispers to us to embrace and to love and to do the work that Christ has called us to do. Word. Living wisely, we tell our children and our grandchildren all the time, take a moment to think. Take a moment to listen. But as adults, we have to do the same thing. Amen? I was listening to the children as Rachel was talking to them and encouraging them to move forth and go and do good works. We still have work in us to do as well, and we have to listen to wisdom so wisdom can lead us and guide us when we leave out these doors every Sunday morning to go to our next journey of the week. I was there when God set the heavens in place, when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when the Creator established the clouds about and fixed securely the foundations of the deep, when he gave to the sea its boundaries so the waters would not overstep God's command, and when God marked out the foundations of the earth, wisdom says, I was there. Then I, the craft woman at his side, was called God's delight, rejoicing in all that God had created. Have you ever met a wise person who had no joy or no humor? I have not. My grandmother had a twinkle in her eye, and I was so blessed to be able to sit at what I call wisdom's feet and to listen. We take wise people seriously because we see the joy that they have in their hearts when they say, oh, child, I've been there before, and you will make it through. How many times have you heard grandmother or grandfather say, you know, hold on, trouble don't last always. That's wisdom. Wisdom whispering in your ear, just saying to you, everything is going to be all right. In Proverbs 8, wisdom is portrayed as a woman who guides and who makes us succeed. Wisdom was present at creation, and wisdom is present in our lives today. Brothers and sisters, what does wisdom call for you to listen to today? Point to God's wisdom and say amen or word. Lastly, I say today, think of something that is delightful. Do you know that sharing a home-cooked meal can be delightful and wise because it builds love? Sharing cake out in the courtyard, lots of cake, is wise because it celebrates the couple and the union, where people will have to gather and share a little bit of wisdom of how to make that marriage last. That's wisdom whispering in our ears. Wisdom is calling you. Will you be hard of listening, or will you open up your ears and your heart to hear her say, I am with you. I am here. Will you listen? Wisdom calls. Amen. If you would pray with me, loving God, you are everywhere and here with us right now. Thank you for your desire to be understood by us. We rejoice in love and long to grow in your wisdom. Help us all to point to your wisdom in our words, in our deeds, in our actions outside of the walls of this place. And may they follow the way of our brother Jesus Christ. In all things that are holy, in all things that are wise. In Jesus' name, amen.